time now for Building the Bills, brought to you by Hain Supply. From our Buffalo roots to nationwide sales and service, we are your industrial contractor supplier.
All right, time now for Building the Bills. We're going to focus on the roster today for Building the Bills. Stadium's going up. It's getting bigger. That's your update on the stadium right now. And the overhang, like you can see it. We'll say this.
I see it every day. It's amazing how quick it's going up.
It might be different for you because you see it every day or multiple times a week.
Yep.
I had not driven past it since week one. Just because, you know, I do pregame for the home games, but not for night games. So I wasn't there for Jacksonville. And then they've had road games otherwise. So that was the first time since week one that I had driven past it. And I would say that was my biggest whoa moment of the stadium. Like, more than any other period of time in between seeing it. Because you see into the upper deck. And for some reason, the upper deck being there and then the overhang on top of it, even though it's only on one side, more than ever I went, oh my, look at, okay, this is getting there.
Oh yeah.
This is getting real close. At least the skeleton of the stadium.
It's incredible how quick these things happen.
Yeah. Building the Bills, though, for the roster. So we are, what are we, 2 weeks away, just under 2 weeks away from the NFL trade deadline. It's on Election Day, by the way, coincidentally.
That's right.
The deadline's on Election Day. So the Bills, we talked about this a little bit with you yesterday, how there was this Jordan Schultz blurb when he was on with Cowherd about how the Bills might not be done, and he mentioned safety and linebacker. So deadline time, like, I wouldn't rule the Bills out to doing something else. Seth Walder, ESPN, along with Ben Solak and I think Aaron Schatz, they did a piece collaboration together yesterday for ESPN.com, a deadline move for each team. And they had the Bills making another move. They had everybody making a move. And they put kicker down for the Bills.
I thought it was interesting.
Nick Folk
was the name.
Right. It's the guy that I've been thinking about for them.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, he's kicking against that. I'm thinking, boy, that's the kind of kicker that you'd be really confident in making some kicks.
Yeah. I looked this up, too. I had someone ask me, because I talked about him last week, Nick Folk. This is the 40-year-old Titans kicker that you might remember was the guy who kicked the Monday night field goal to win it against the Bills in 07 for the Cowboys. He's still in the league. Doesn't have a big leg. So I did think, like, okay, well, he's really accurate, but how's that leg going to do in Buffalo in January? I did look it up. In his career, I mean, it's a long period of time, he is second in field goal percentage at Highmark Stadium.
That's amazing.
In the league.
We all remember the kick he made
in 07.
Yeah, for the Cowboys.
We don't want to remember it.
Right.
I don't want to remember it, but he did make that kick.
Yes.
So, okay, kicker, but, you know, maybe not. Tyler Bass did well on Sunday, and if he has two more games where he doesn't have a miss, then maybe that isn't talked about as much. We talked about this Myles Garrett idea a little bit earlier. It would be the most expensive trade idea that is out there. No doubt about it. And it would be such a tough pill to swallow. I guess I just don't want to just dismiss it because he is such a good player. He's such a good player. Like, there's just, you get better. And also, it's not quite like Von for me. It would be a little different in that when the Bills signed Von Miller, it was more of a, we're going all in right now. Like, this is this window, 2, maybe 3 years if we're lucky, but this is about this year. And he's going to be the franchise pass rusher, the double-digit sack guy that we've been looking for. Garrett, I think Garrett's more than that. Garrett at 28 years old, I think if whoever trades for him, if somebody does, and the Browns are even willing to do it, which is up for debate right now, whoever trades for 28-year-old Myles Garrett is probably hoping they get him for the rest of his career. They're going to want to pay him, and they're going to want him to be on the team for 7 years.
Yeah, I don't think you're giving up the price you're talking about to be a rental.
Exactly.
I mean, you can bring him in to be a rental. You can do that and say, look, well, we're not on the hook for a lot of money after this.
Yeah.
Right?
It's almost like an off-season move that you would make during the season.
Right.
That would help you, of course, during the season, too.
Yeah, I mean, I just wonder about, like, what control he has, because if you trade him, like, he's under contract for the next couple of years. And, like, you know, it just...
Right.
You're not paying him much, but you also don't want to have the guy come in and then it's a big deal and then you have to deal with, you know, what's going on in training camp and any sort of holdout or anything like that. So you probably have to make peace with that
you
in some way
financially.
You probably have
to pay him to make him 100% happy.
That's right.
And if he has any leverage in where he goes, if he gets onto the market, it will come down to, I think, Garrett, you like, if Garrett's picking his teams or is talking through his agent with teams, he's going to want to be traded to the teams that are going to pay him, obviously.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
More than the team that would want him as a rental. If you got a thought on him as an idea, let us know, or another trade idea, because I think the deadline is still a little bit live. This is why the Cooper trade was so perfect, because you the Bills can be open to doing other things because they aren't paying Amari Cooper anything.
And I'm wondering from the Browns side too. I mean, this is something we could talk about with the teams that could be blowing it up, like their situation. How motivated are they to do something like this? I was just looking; they have, with comp picks factored in next year, most likely they have 10 draft picks already next year.
Do they not have their first though? Still because of Watson? I don't know.
I think that might be right. I'll check on that.
Because I know they lost a lot for that.
Yeah,
I want to go through some other teams too. But Brad in East Aurora first up. What's up, Brad?
Hey, guys. I would only be interested in Myles Garrett and a rental option. I don't want to give up too much stuff. Plus, I think the Browns are going to try to stock up on picks. I think the only way they get rid of Deshaun Watson contract is trading him in a first-round pick to some team with a bunch of cap. And, yeah, I don't think they're going to give him up for nothing.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's definitely right.
They do have their first next year.
They
that's
do?
Done.
Okay.
They have their own in rounds 1 through 4 and 6, plus a third from Buffalo, a 6 from Minnesota, 6 from Chicago. Like, they have 10 picks. They're stockpiling now.
Yeah. Let's get Tony and Ken Morgan on this, too. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, guys? On the Myles Garrett idea, I feel like I'm trying to draw some sort of connection here with the possibility of moving on from Von Miller. When he got suspended this year, he was off to a decent start. I don't think the buzz surrounding the potential out in the contract relative to a suspension or something that gets them out of some money was really a focal point. We were expecting, we'll get him back, and if we get him at the level that he was playing to start the season, you know, we're not as quick to want him off the roster. But is it still within the realm of possibility that the Bills could move on in season from Von?
Yeah,
the suspension, if they were able to replace him with someone the caliber of Myles Garrett.
Yeah, thanks, Tony, for the question. Not in season. No.
No.
Like, if going down this hypothetical road, they're both on the football team this year. And then Von.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't even know that.
They don't have to be. Like, this does not have to be tied together. I'm not saying you're saying it has to be, Tony.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Yeah, I mean, like, Von Miller's got one game left on his suspension.
And
he's back for the Miami Dolphins game the following week.
Right.
Okay. And he was playing well.
You'd really like
to have him still on your team.
Yes.
And financially, if you were to release him, the dead money would be going into the season would have been $14.8 million. It'd be half of that. It's still dead money. You're still paying him $7 to $8 million on your cap, and you're not saving anything by moving on from him. Like, there's literally no reason whatsoever to do it financially.
And they might move on from him after the season regardless.
I think that's where you're going to get this. Next year, according to OverTheCap.com, next year, If you move on from Von Miller in the offseason, it's $15 million dead cap, but you are saving $8 million that you would have been using. I think that's the move you're probably making this offseason.
And you could do the thing where the post-June 1, you could save $17 million.
You could, however, you wouldn't get any of that savings until June 1st.
Right. So, like, I do kind of want to split them. I know they would be on the team at the same time. And your need for... I don't even know if it's a need. I like the Bills' defensive line a lot. It's more for me, I guess, where I end up on this as an idea is you're one of the four best teams in the AFC. You are going to be competing for a Super Bowl this year, and he is one of the best pass rushers I've ever seen. That's all it comes down to. Like, he's an amazing football player. That's it. And he's in the prime of his career, and it's not a one-year thing. It could be a five-year thing. It could be a seven-year thing if it goes well. So... that's why I would be interested. It's not because Von wasn't playing well or because it's a way to get out of Von. Like, Von was doing great. And I don't think they're going to be in trouble if they don't make this trade. 803-0550 is the phone number. Go through some teams that might be about to blow it up, too. That's all coming up. Scott Pianowski at 9 o'clock on some fantasy talk, too. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off today. Sal is in. This is WGR.